USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. On Saturday's broadcast of MSNBC's Bell Sheet, Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat of Minnesota, speaks to the American history of welcoming immigrants in the context of fleeing Afghans.
To know that we are a nation that has had the spirit of welcoming refugees and allowing for people to use our country as a place to start over in life, that is our legacy.
Less than 12 hours after forming, Hurricane Ida passed through the Cayman Islands at tropical storm strength. By the time it made landfall in Cuba later on Friday, it had become a Category 1 hurricane. Now the storm is in the Gulf of Mexico with Louisiana in its sights. Ida could strike the state as a Category 4 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of 140 miles per hour Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Representative Ronnie Jackson, Republican of Texas, told Newsmax Friday that bad things are going to happen on the national security front due to President Joe Biden's lack of leadership and his mishandling of the Afghan withdrawal.
And Joe Biden, as our commander-in-chief, has failed miserably, and he's gotten people killed in the process. And this isn't over. This is going to set a precedent. Bad things are going to happen on the national security front for many weeks to come, and we're going to see horrible images coming out of Afghanistan. He's counted. They don't take this serious. They counted on the mainstream media to cover up for him for the last 6 months. The mainstream media is not doing it right now.
The U.S. Tennis Association changed its policy on COVID-19 vaccines for the 2021 U.S. Open, and previously stating unvaccinated fans are allowed to watch the two-week Grand Slam tournament in New York. Just days before the main draw is set to begin, the U.S. Tennis Association announced in a statement they have been informed by the New York City Mayor's Office that proof of vaccination documents will be required. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Britain ended evacuation flights from Kabul Airport on Saturday and began bringing troops home, even as the UK's top military officer acknowledged we haven't been able to bring everybody out. Britain's defense ministry said the final flight for Afghan citizens had left Kabul, and further flights over the weekend will bring home British troops and diplomats, though they may also carry a few remaining UK or Afghan civilians. A bittersweet goodbye for many Afghans. Mike Fortier has more.
While those who are safely evacuated from Afghanistan realize how lucky they are, they also know they may never be able to return home. Kabul native and independent journalist Bilal Sawari, one of those evacuees, now in Qatar talking to French TV today.
As I started walking towards the plane, I started crying because I knew that this is the last time I'm going to see Kabul, my city. And I looked towards the mountains, you know, that had always given me the strength somehow, and strength to the citizens of that city. And I just could not hold myself.
He describes what it's like to realize his life will never be the same.
Devastated and heartbroken by the fact that I was forced to abandon my country, my city, my passion, my profession, and my circle of friends.
The rushed exit meant no time for proper goodbyes to loved ones. It also means they're arriving in their new countries with very few possessions. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.